With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First of all, Herb, I have to tell you, when I was little, maybe 8 or 9, my parents wore out their vinyl of your records. It always made an impression on me. Whipped cream and other delights, because I thought, wow, that's kind of risque.
Were you looking at the cover or listening to the music?
The cover. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, when you're 10. What's the story behind that cover?
Well, actually, I didn't like it when I first saw it. I was in the studio recording the Whipped Cream album, and the art director, Peter Wharf, came in, showed me this picture, and I said, no, I don't think so. I don't think it reflected the music that I was making. Mm-hmm. But he was pushing for it, and my partner, Jerry Moss at A&M Records, was, you know, excited about it. So I acquiesced, and I'm glad I did. It became an iconic cover.
Everybody knows that cover for sure. You have Over the Rainbow, your latest album, coming out September 20th. That's exciting.
They're always exciting, because every time I finish a project, I think it's the best thing I've ever done. So I don't know. It's not a matter of trying to convince anyone else. It's just a matter of that's the way I personally feel.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I'm crazy about that original one, Skinny Dip.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of reaction.
I love it. It's very energetic.
Well, it's one of those fun songs. I always felt that if it's fun for me to play, it's going to be fun for a certain amount of people to listen to.
It's got to be fun for you, because you have to play them over and over with all your dates coming up.
I'm trying to make music that's honest and feels good. So I got to be honest with myself, and I play music that makes me feel good and makes people happy. That makes me feel good.
Tell us about this documentary that's coming out.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. It's by John Scheinfeld, who's done some amazing work. He did the John Lennon and Yoko Ono, the Chicago Cubs. He did the John Coltrane, Harry Nilsson. I just like his work, and we've been working on it for the last, 9 months. It's almost finished, and I think it's extraordinary. I've seen about 3/4 of it, and I'm very proud of it. It goes back into my past and talks about painting and sculpting and making music and the Tijuana Brass and jazz and all the things that interest me.
Covers it all, huh? Where is it going to be?
That's yet to be seen. You know, it has to be finished first, and then he has to, you know, put it out there in the... I don't know how they do that. That's like way over my head how that works.
Okay. I'm excited about your upcoming show at the Wallace. You're opening their season, their 2019-2020 season, September 21st, I believe it is. Sold out already.
Well, you know, Lonnie and I do about 50 concerts a year, and we've been doing that for the last 12, 13 years. Yeah, we went through the theater before it was completed, and it was one of those places I said, well, someday I'd like to play here, and... we're going to experience that on the 21st.
It's beautiful.
Really, yeah, it's not only beautiful, it gets a lot of great feedback from people who have been there. So we're excited about that and just excited about playing. You know, I just love to play the trumpet. I've been doing it for so long now. I started when I was 8.
What got you started?
Well, I got started in my grammar school here in Los Angeles. They had a music class there, and there was a table filled with instruments, and I picked up a trumpet. And, you know, I couldn't make a sound out of it, but when I did, it was talking for me, because I'm an introvert.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm an introvert.
Come on.
Card-carrying one as well. Would you like to see my card? Yeah, no, I am. And even as a kid, I was even more severe. But the beauty of it, the trumpet was talking for me when I finally made a sound out of it. It was... saying things that I couldn't get out of my mouth. So it's been a big friend.
Isn't that amazing? You had all these instruments and you just picked the one that worked for you just by chance.
Well, I was very short, and the other instruments, you know, like a trombone was a little too big. A saxophone was a little too big. Tubas were way out of my league. And the trumpet, you know, I didn't want to play flute. I didn't feel like that was the sound I wanted to make. But the trumpet seemed like a reasonable choice, but I couldn't make a sound out of it, because you think you just blow hot air into it, and it doesn't work like that.
Right.
But when I finally did make the sound and I started getting feedback, I was having a good time, and that's what it's all about. I think, you know, when kids come up to me and say, what's the secret of your longevity and success? Mm-hmm. I said, you have to be passionate about what you're doing.
Right.
Whether you're, shining shoes or, making music, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're doing something that really gives you a charge in life. And mm-hmm. when you wake up in the morning, you're excited about, approaching it. So that's the lucky part of what's happened to me. You know, I get to paint. I've been painting for 50 years and sculpting, and
right.
I got pieces in museums, and I get to wake up in the morning and feel good about what I'm going to pursue that very day.
And you also give back amazingly. I don't want to embarrass you, but something like $180 million through your foundation. You look everywhere in LA, and I love that you're from here. UCLA, New Roads, Cal Arts, the 25th anniversary of the Herb Alvert Award in the Arts just happened this year. That's amazing. Do you want to explain what that is for people who don't know?
I like to recognize artists that are in mid-career. When I was going to school, you know, I was always kind of gravitating towards the artists that were like a little offbeat, a little off the wall,
mm-hmm.
going the road less traveled, and that's the artists that I get pleasure out of supporting, and these are the artists that are chosen for the Herb Alpert Awards.
You have a crazy full schedule. I mean, how do you keep in such great shape, and what's your secret for energy?
Well, I'm married to an angel, for one. I'm married to Lonnie Hall, who's a world-class singer. We have a great relationship. I auditioned Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 for A&M Records in 1966, and that's how I met Lonnie. And we became friends, and I don't know, we just click. She's really special.
Mm-hmm.
We're very up-to-date with our feelings. If something is not happening, we're having a problem, we get right down to it. We never go to sleep angry, and
that's
it's
awesome.
Been fantastic. We've been married for 45 years now.
I know, that is crazy. And also that you perform together, you work together and live together.
I'm a very lucky guy. I've had some great opportunities, but I know timing plays an important part in one's career, and I've had timing on my side, but I've been ready. I've worked hard with, learning how to play the horn and got door open for me with the Lonely Bull in 1962. But before that, I was working with Sam Cooke.
And, wow.
My partner Lou Adler and I wrote Wonderful World with Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him. And I recorded for a major record company prior to A&M, and I learned some things. Learned not to do a few things that I learned at this experience. So things lined up for me, but I don't take it for granted. The timing plays a major part mm-hmm. in the success of any artist. And I think if we tried to start A&M Records in today's environment, it would not have happened.
That's true about timing. When you have free time, if you ever do, do you spend it making art?
Oh, absolutely. Right. I paint and sculpt, and I'm always looking for things to record. I just, have this set up at home, and I want to keep my brain occupied by, trying to learn all these things you can do on a computer. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we at A&M, we had these huge studios. We had four big studios, but you can just about approximate what you can do in a big studio on your laptop or iPhone. I mean, it's amazing what's available now with zeros and ones.
Isn't it? I am. How do you stay relevant, Herb? Because you are still like a hipster, and you always have been. You never went away, obviously, but you seem to be able to make music that still speaks to people currently, and you sell out venues all the time. How do you do that?
Well, I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I'm not doing it for any other reason. I love to share my talent, and it gives me pleasure. I mean, we've played, like I say, for the last 13 years, 50 concerts a year, and it's been standing ovation every concert. Not because they're happy to see me. It's because the music makes them feel good. I love being able to share that and have a good time while I'm doing it.
Is there anything you haven't had a chance to do yet that you're looking forward to in the future?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do what I want to do. It's, that's a really good question, but I'm doing it, man.
Good.
I'm painting, sculpting, and making music, and I'm trying to do the best I can with the Herb Alpert Foundation. So it's an interesting thing because I'm not the Ford Foundation. It's not the Rockefeller Foundation. It's just I try to spend it wisely and try to help people when I can.
Mm-hmm. So for people who are big fans, but they miss the boat on the Wallace appearance, you could start the year off in January at the McCallum in Palm Desert. I believe you're going to be there. And then a month after that at Chapman University.
Oh, that's true. And then occasionally we play at our jazz club, Vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's always available.
Do you just pop in there or do you?
No, we don't pop. It's announced and it'll be on the website. When we perform there, but...
That's an awesome venue. I'm so happy that's there still. I'm a native, too.
Well, it took a while to get it right and to get, it off the ground. It was a long and winding road, but now we're sailing. It's great. We've got everything. It's been tweaked to the point where, come on in, you'll have a great time.
Your art exhibit coming up?
Well, I have this big, oh, man, the art thing has been incredible for me. I have 9 huge sculptures at the Field Museum in Chicago. We just put up 12 sculptures at the Jackson Hole Museum.
Wow.
And 8 of them are going to be in their permanent collection. I have this great show at the Annenberg Sunnylands in Palm Desert that opens this September.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And I don't know, things are just rolling. I got this show in Macau, China at the moment, but there's 10 sculptures there. So,
what an honor. I can't wait to see this documentary.
What's that?
I can't wait to see this documentary.
Oh, I hope other people feel that way because, I've seen part of it, and I'm telling you, it's really good. I'm proud of it.
I think it was just really thrilling to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time.
Okay, Maggie. Hope to see you. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Maggie McKay. If you'd like to find out more about what Herb Alpert is up to, you can check out the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. That's WALLIS in Beverly Hills. You can look for his new album coming out, Over the Rainbow. And like he said, sometimes he's at Vibrato at the Beverly Glen Center there. And a documentary about his life will be coming out soon. That will be announced shortly where you can see that. And maybe go online and check out his art if you've never seen it in real life. Plus, to find out about his foundation, you can go to HerbAlbertFoundation.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.